Good afternoon, you're listening to the news in brief by Athena Kordlira. Πανεπιστημίου Street is currently closed by a rally called by students protesting against the new law on secondary education. More questions are being asked about the viability of Angela Merkel's ruling coalition in Berlin after both parties suffered heavy losses in this weekend's regional election in the large center of state of Hesse, home of the financial capital Frankfurt. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has told leaders of her Christian Democrats CDU that she will not seek re-election as party chairwoman at a conference in early December, a senior party source said. A Boeing 737 Lion Air flight crashed early this morning, 13 minutes after takeoff in the Sea of Jakarta in Indonesia. 189 people were on board, including passengers and crew. There are no indication of the cause of the crash or casualties yet. A group of Greek and Albanian nationals clashed at the suburb of Yeraka. 6 people were injured. One of them is being hospitalized in a serious condition. The vision of which the summit is based is becoming more and more accepted and significant, not only in our region, but more widely through Europe, Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras said in his speech at the opening of the third Euro-Arab summit held in Athens. Referring to the fundamentals, he said that growth is forecast at 2.1% this year and 2.5% next year, and these are the highest rates of the last decade, even before the crisis. He added that exports and investments are key drivers, with an increase of over 7% and 13% respectively, in 2018, while he noted that the tourism sector is booming with 35 million visitors this year. And the weather forecast, partly cloudy in Attica, with the temperature expected to reach a high of 23 degrees Celsius.